Now, Kevin says we're live, but I'll believe it when I see it. And here's the problem.
What's
Comcast
up?
Clearly hates us.
Show me the proof.
Show me the money.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I know.
Show me the money. What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for dealing with us while we delayed the show a little bit. We had to restart the internet a couple times. Comcast hates us, and now we know. So it's the enemy we know. You know, before we weren't sure. We're like Game of Thrones. Are they cool with us? Are they going to kill us?
Keep your friends close.
Clearly, they're an adversary.
Keep your enemies closer.
This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. For those of you who are joining us live, thank you so much for your patience. We are here. We are live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m. PT, Monday through Friday. My name is Nick Scarpino. With me today is Andy Cortez.
Good afternoon, San Francisco!
Sitting over in the shock mic is Joey Noel.
Good morning, San Francisco.
Good morning. Is that a question or is it a affirmative statement?
Nick or Andy said good afternoon, but it's very clearly not afternoon.
It's 11:15. You eat lunch at 11.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. We delayed the show a lot today. There was a huge delay today, so...
So now that
we almost might be into
the afternoon show.
I've been trying to speed up the show a little bit more, like streamline it a little bit more, and end it by 11:45-ish, which means that this shows are going to be approximately 15 minutes long.
So it's all housekeeping.
The housekeeping, I've decided, I'm trimming down. No, we're not doing 800 things in housekeeping anymore.
Okay.
That's it. Maybe one thing, and that's it. And then we'll do a few news stories, and then we'll just, I want it to be more conversational from here on out. That's what I want.
Got it.
I appreciate it.
Let's just get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop mixing it up. Let's get into the thick of it, if you know what I mean.
Damn, you're already... Fuck.
I started partying about an hour ago.
Jesus, pregame, huh?
Now, I'm going to tell you a thing right now. If you're looking at this, this is empty. This is empty. But I got two little soldiers here for us.
Whoa! For
you and me. So if you guys like to party right now, there's nothing says party more.
Calling a reinforcement?
Then Red Bull.
Holy freak, this is for you.
And I'll take this back.
I already had one this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
You already had Red Bull this morning?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a little... Your poor pigeon heart's going to just explode.
I didn't sleep very much last night, so I needed this.
Man. I was so antsy last night.
Had a rough night.
Were you a render in party mode?
Yeah.
Did you figure, was this the party mode that we're about to pimp out right now?
No, it's a party mode that went live on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Okay.
At the $1 level.
We played
a game called Crawl.
That was a fun one.
It's a dungeon crawler where one person is dungeon crawling and three people have to stop him. And the person that stops him becomes a dungeon crawler. The other three people trying to stop him. It's really fun.
That was a fun game.
Yeah. It's a nice lengthy one too. 30 minutes. But then the one that went live on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames is the second part, Nick Scarpino, the finale, the exciting finale of Super Mario Party. Confidence monitor's down too.
I just turned it off.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so this one is a special one, Nick.
This is part two.
A lot of people love this.
One of the fun things, there's a few things that I really appreciate that we have as ongoing jokes. One is we just unabashedly talk shit about anyone who's not in the office.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not on this show, buyer beware, you will get shit talked about you. Well, one of the things that's fun is that we made this party mode without Greg. And it's probably the best party mode we've ever made in our lives.
I think so too.
We took Greg out, we put Joey in, and apparently she was the missing key to making party mode an actual successful, fun show.
Yeah.
I try.
Maybe it's just more competitive without Greg?
I just feel like Joey brings a new energy in.
Sure.
That's not the old, stale energy that's Greg.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
And I feel like if I'm being honest, I think that's probably the reason why Greg's not verified on Instagram yet.
Right? Like,
you know,
I was kind of worried.
There's gotta be a reason.
I was worried about this whole Kind of Funny game showcase. And like, shouldn't Nick or Tim be the one to talk about it since he's verified on Instagram?
I just feel like he brings more weight to his words.
Right, yeah.
Because he's got the little blue and white check mark on both of the dominant social media platforms.
I see Greg talking about it on his stories, and it's like, is any of this real?
Greg talks
is
a big
even
talk.
The real Greg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not verified.
Everyone, if you could please tweet at Tim and make sure he knows that he's still verified on Instagram, but also tag Greg in that tweet, that'd be great. Just let Greg know somehow, not really to him though, because I don't want you to like bolster his numbers, but just let Tim know congratulations. You're still verified on Instagram.
Did you get
but
your...
But also tag Greg in that.
Did you get the presidential...
Yes, we just got our presidential alerts. He resigned. Thank fucking Christ. No, national emergency wireless system something.
Yes, it's It's a test.
Yeah, it's a test. It's a test.
Oh, it's a test. Oh, damn it. I'm still tethered to my phone. We had the internet issues earlier today. So I seamlessly tethered my iPhone to my MacBook Pro. And then I was like, ha ha, it's so easy for me to do that. I challenged Andy, and he just couldn't get his to work. He couldn't get his Android.
It took like 3 seconds for me to do it.
He's like, so 3 seconds longer than it took.
He's Nick. Such and a he's liar.
Like, I can do that too. And I'm like, you can't do it. And he was like,
bam.
I did it. And I was like, well.
And he was like, well, touche.
I stand corrected. I like.
I'm ready to party.
Are you
dude?
Ready to party?
I'm ready to party.
Joey,
baby.
There's a Diet Coke in the fridge. I need you to get it. I need you to take the top off, and I need you to consume some of it, because I need you to get on our level.
Okay.
You're not on our level.
I was hoping you weren't going to say to bring it so that you'd be doing the dual Red Bull.
No, I think a venti iced coffee and half a Diet Coke and a Red Bull is enough for me. I think I'm good.
Is it?
I mean, if the Diet Coke's in front of me,
okay.
Let's see what it does.
I'm loving the party emotes. I'm so glad it's becoming a thing.
Oh, sorry, that got spammed.
So glad it's becoming a thing, guys. Worked really hard on that one.
Diet Coke, party in a can.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Thank you, Lexi Gunner. You're welcome. She said, bless you. Thank you for the new emotes.
Oh, there you go.
You're welcome.
If you guys are watching the show, of course, we do the show live each and every day, 11 a.m. PT, Monday through Friday. If you're watching this on YouTube, you probably have no idea what we're talking about when we said the delay. And kudos to you. You outsmarted us again. If you are watching live, of course, we're going to be talking to you the entire time, and then we're going to give a little extra time to the subs at the end of the show. To spitball around some ideas, have some fun, and give us some compliments. So that's going to happen there. Of course, today's episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by StockX and Amazon Prime Video Channels. We're going to talk about those amazing advertisers a little later in the show today. We've seen the Party Mode Housekeeping. Kevin, what's this? What do we got here from Greg?
Greg says to show this to you.
Okay, so, let's pull this up.
Okay.
I think I've seen this.
All right. Well,
I feel like this is old.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Is Joey, is this the correct thing?
No, it's the right thing. I saw it. Greg retweeted it, I think. I think I saw it earlier. Right, go ahead. Let's watch.
The Dragon Con is going to be with AKA Austin Creed, AKA Kinda Funny, the Commish. And I found a best friend. Look at his shirt. We went to prom. What's your name?
My name's JR.
JR came up to me and asked me a question. Would you re-ask the question so Greg can hear it? Wow, protect.
Why would you give power to Johnny Ace, knowing the turmoil it will cause in the community and the ripple effect everywhere?
Think about it like this. A good commissioner,
yeah.
When history has been written,
preach.
And people read what happened.
Amen.
Back when they say, oh, was there peace? Was there anything to talk about? Was there any turmoil? Was there anything interesting happening? And I, as the Kinda Funny commish,
want
to make sure that when our children, our grandchildren look back, they say, when Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed, a.k.a. the host of the greatest YouTube channel of all time, Up, Up, Down, Down, became the Kinda Funny
things
were interesting. People had things to talk about. People had things to argue about. He wasn't divisive, but he made people pick a side. Wrap your mind around that. And that is why I gave Johnny Ace power, because I know, even though there are people in the community that cannot stand Johnny Ace, they hate Johnny Ace.
Whoa.
That Nick Scarpino and Johnny Ace are different people. Those people
are, you offended by
are the ones who need Johnny Ace to be champion.
Nobody hates John L. Ace, Esquire.
They need him to be at the top of the mountain, because they need to be able to have something to talk about. So what do I do? I become Shania Twain, and I give him something to talk about. I'm going to feel you. We're Dragon Con. People are drunk. It's a thing. So that is why I have given Nick Scarpino possibly, or Johnny Ace, you don't know.
Nobody knows.
Other different people, you don't know.
Was that you sending the alert out, the press?
I'm scarred right
again,
now.
I don't understand why people...
Long live the king. Long live the president.
Long live president.
Johnny Ace.
Johnny Ace.
That's why.
Down with Johnny Ace.
Who
is this motherfucker?
He paid money to go to prom.
Who is this motherfucker who wants down with Johnny Ace?
That's a problem. If they're booing, we're all good. Johnny Ace, this is why you're president. Best friend right here. What's your name again? Tell him.
I'm JR.
JR. Find him in the forums. Give him some love. Find him on the... What's your Twitter and all that stuff?
JAYYEARE.
Boom. Talk shit to him.
Perfect.
What is it?
J-A-R-R-E?
J-A...
Y-Y-E. I need that again because we're going to talk shit to right now.
Y-Y-E-A-R-R.
Oh my God, we're all brain dead today.
Give it to
me. They're booing. We're all good. Johnny Ace, this is why you're president. Best friend right here. What's your name again? Tell him.
I'm JR.
JR. Find him in the forum. Give him some love. Find him on the. What's your Twitter and all that stuff?
J A Y Y E A R E.
Boom. Perfect. Cut it. Drag.
J A Y Y E A R E. What? That's okay. Hey, at J. What's your problem with
my
friend and the current and probably always Prez?
I don't know why you have such a problem with
L. Ace Esquire.
Esquire, yeah. Did you? Yeah, is that, there you go. You spelled it right. Good.
How dare you speak
ill.
Ew, badly.
Badly, yeah. About.
About
our him. Press.
Our press.
There you go.
You are a monster. Okay, there you go.
Pretty good. I think it gets the point across. I don't know. I don't know if you need to tweet this out to everybody.
Yeah.
I think you could. I think
no,
you could tweet
I think
it out.
I just. I think I need
to. Everyone, you coward.
Maybe should I respond to that one? Should I respond to the video so people have a context of what I'm talking about? Because I don't want people to throw real hate his way, but I kind of want them to throw a little
retweet,
hate.
Retweet, a little bit. Retweet with a comment on the video.
That's a great call.
Great
okay,
idea,
great
Kevin.
Call. Okay, so
social
let's
media,
discard
Kevin.
That.
Social media,
and then
copy and paste it.
No, I'll just I'll
you're
do it here.
You're gonna rewrite it. We're gonna take another 2 minutes for you to rewrite it.
No, I copied and pasted it. There you go.
Fantastic.
Nick, do you have the remote control?
Sure.
Need to switch over
yeah, that's fine. Oh, are we ready for the Sabrina the Teenage Werewolf trailer? Jared Petty
the
walks in and he's
Adventures
like,
of Sabrina.
Are we going to talk about Sabrina today? I was like, why would we talk about Sabrina?
He's
like,
they dropped
a trailer and it's the second coming of all things Jesus Christ. Apparently, he was like, this is what everything should be. It's what Riverdale should have been, all this jazz.
I think he really likes Riverdale.
Yeah, he does.
No, he does, but he said, this is better. This is this looks like it has the potential.
I don't think
be.
We're going
to
watch that. Don't.
What's that?
Is that what we're gonna? Oh, we are. Oh, okay.
You're damn right we're gonna watch it. Okay. Because there's no other news on the show today.
Okay, fantastic.
Let's go. Hold on, Jared. You want to come in for this?
Jared.
He's scared to come in now.
He better be.
Why is he scared to come in now? We're gonna be
Jared
watching.
Jared Petty's a little bit worried to come in and talk.
You asked us whether or not we should watch. You suggested we watch The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, so we're gonna do that right now.
All
right. Now, if this doesn't blow my mind. You're in hot water, buddy.
I'm in hot water.
You're in hot
water.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You have to. No, you have to
actually no repercussions.
Stand in traffic.
Zero repercussions.
Stand in traffic, but you have to dodge every vehicle.
I'm very slow.
We have to play Human Frogger.
Figure it out.
All right. Human Frogger.
On the street outside.
And,
yeah.
And Seinfeld. That yep. Wonderful episode.
That's what we're gonna do.
Volume.
All right. Are we ready for this, Kev?
Yeah, I'm just testing it here.
Let's do it. Do it.
All right, man.
I say go a little bit lower because the sound comes to the mics a lot.
No one cares. No one expects quality.
Wait, is
out
it
of
at
this
50?
Show.
It should be at 50.
It's at 69.
Coming to get you, Barbara, huh?
Barbie Kinkle. They're the only person you. You're gonna scare is yourself!
I already like it. They're gonna get it
got
on.
You.
They are gonna get it on. Is that Sabrina?
Good night, Harvey.
Good night, Sabrina.
It is Sabrina.
In the town of Greendale, where it always feels like Halloween.
I love this.
There lived a girl who was half witch, half mortal, who, on her 16th birthday, would have to choose between two worlds, the witch world of her family and the human world of her friends.
Which would you pick?
Witch world. Fucking no.
And that girl?
Well, the sexiest that happened. Oh, that's cool.
Are you willing to forsake the path of light and follow the path of night?
It's very tempting, Chua. It's very tempting.
I can't do this.
You must.
Oh my God, I just realized that's the daughter from Mad Men.
You're going to die, Half-Breed. Girls, girls. Let's not be catty bitches, hmm?
We're gonna buy cat. What's the cat's name?
You're a rebel, Spelman. It's how I like my witches.
Why you turned
not an evil person. But these are desperate times. My name is Sabrina Spellman. And I will not sign it away. Would you like to do the honors?
With pleasure.
Rise. Rise. Rise! Happy birthday, sweet 16.
What's up, Hilda?
She annoyed me, so I killed her and buried her in the yard.
Zelda!
It's like The Craft.
So, I feel like I owe someone in this room an apology.
I think you owe Jared Petty an apology.
Jared, I'd like to officially and formally issue an apology to you.
Oh, man, this is a presidential apology.
This is it. Well, again,
Can you get the one?
No, I don't need the one. I don't understand where everyone comes in with thinking that I am the president. I am not the president of this organization.
Oh, right.
Currently, John L. Ace Esquire, who's practicing law in Malta at the moment, as
Malta.
We speak.
Malta, where's that
is
in?
Somewhere in the Middle East. Somebody kept somewhere in the Mediterranean, in Europe. It doesn't matter. Somewhere outside of where we're at
our
right
area
now.
Here. Yeah.
He's the president of this organization. I am not. I'm but a mere mortal.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to be the champ too. What's up?
Okay.
It's not a big deal. What's up? How's it going, everyone? Good to see you, Jared. You came in all riled up about this trailer, and I was like, I don't know about this trailer. I'm 100% in.
Horror comedy is hard to nail.
Horror
That's
comedy
a great trailer.
Great, and as you know. I've been looking for a lot of those horror comedy movies to watch, getting me in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah.
Started with probably the best horror comedy movie ever, Alien Resurrection. Great movie.
I do love that movie.
Super great movie. Watched that over the weekend. Read the IMDb trivia about how Joss Whedon was basically trying to make it a tongue-in-cheek comedy, and the director didn't get that, and so he played it everything straight, and it ended up being horrible.
Down to like the guy hanging upside down with the dual pistols on the ladder.
So fucking bad.
Dude, you guys, that movie was awesome.
I adore
it. In such a bad way.
I watched it. Oh, yeah. Joey.
But horror comedy's hard to nail.
Don't open that.
Dark drama, gothic drama, and there it is. So I just think it looks cool.
I think it looks fantastic. I'm super in. Thank you for that suggestion.
Also, Sally Draper, awesome.
What is that actress's name? Because she...
Kiernan Shipka?
Kiernan Shipka?
Something like that, right?
Is it?
I believe so, yeah.
That sounds...
It looks entertaining.
I think so.
The cake from... No, the bread from...
I think it looks better than a show like Riverdale. I feel
Kiernan Shipka.
I'm way more into this than Riverdale.
Well, I like the horror themes. I like the sexual tension between the witch world and the normal world.
Vince Patel knew. Vince Patel said, "Did Joey just drop the DC?" The
Joey
Diet Coke.
Did, dude. We have one Diet Coke left. First off, I made a massive mistake.
Yeah, she's
when I went
in shambles since we played Party Mode, dude.
Joey,
she's just been a mess.
You got to pull it back together.
I'm gonna post that picture that I sent last night.
She has been a mess.
That's my eternal mood.
That's the best. That's the best. What the hell were we just talking about?
Kiernan Shipka, Riverdale.
I'm into this. Riverdale never spoke to me, but this actually I think looks pretty, pretty cool. Especially since it's October, it's Halloween time. I'm ready for this.
The acting also just seems better. On a higher quality than Riverdale.
Yeah, she seems awesome.
Yeah.
Who was the actress that
was my. That's my main problem with Riverdale. Whenever I see clips of it, it just looks very, very...
Teen drama.
Yes, but
it's
like...
It's so teen drama.
But, like, to a fault where they are... Maybe they're all better, but they're acting down because of the vibe of it. Yeah, it just feels weird.
Miranda Otto is awesome as well. What was she in? She plays the mom, I think, in this. And I liked her in... Not Lord of the Rings. Apparently she was in Lord
of
the Rings.
She is in Lord of the Rings, yeah.
She plays...
She's the one that says, "I am no man!" Takes off the helmet... Because she's about to get killed by Sauron, and Sauron's like,
"Shut up, dude.
He's like pissed off, and he's like, "Why would a man want to fight me or whatever? A man, something about a man." And then she takes out the helmet. And she's like, "I am no man." It turns out, oh shit, it's a woman. She fucking stabs him, dude.
Dude, you're so off. He's like, "No man can defeat me," and it was the like leader of.
I am no man. She says.
Invisible people.
Yeah.
I'm already falling asleep.
Not
Sauron.
I am no man. The rewrites.
Also, you know what I watched this, like, right before I went on vacation? Clerks. It's on Netflix.
Oh, cool.
It's a great movie, dude.
So is Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah, I know. That was an awful
tons
movie.
Of Oscar nominations.
What's fun is you can watch Clerks approximately 15 times in the time it takes you to watch one Lord of the Rings.
That's 100%
movie.
True.
It's yeah, but it's also, I mean, you know, quality-wise, too, it's like 15 times better.
Well, the great thing is, though, it's like, it's better. It's a better made movie, Clerks, than Lord of the Rings. So I agree with you on that.
How, what?
Is that what we're saying?
No.
Is that what we're saying?
I'm not even flipping that around.
I don't even know anymore. let's talk about some other stuff. What do we got? Oh, quick tip reminder, by the way, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, we will take those tips and we will read those tips out loud. Of course, we will also take cheers. You can cheers us at the $500 or above level and we'll take those as well. Let me double check on this and see if we have any tips right now, because that's the way. I like it. let's see what we got. Oh, we do have a few tips. Starting off with a dill pill, says Nick, is it healthy for me to continue drinking 4 to 6 sugar-free Red Bulls a day? I, too, like to party.
Dude, party on, brother.
I will say this.
No, it's
not healthy.
Oh.
All of this is very unhealthy. I recommend if you want to be healthy and drink something healthy, drink water. That's probably the best thing you can put in your body. I think that's the way God intended it.
But you drink water, then chase it with a sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah, don't be a wuss. Just chase it with a Red Bull.
That's the opposite message that you're trying
party
to
party on!
I like to party, Kevin. I can't help it. Zach Lendrum says, had a rough week, car needs repairs, girlfriend left me, and had to buy a new laptop for school, but they'll never take KF from me. But seriously, thanks for everything you guys do to make my life better each and every day. And he gave us a clip on YouTube.
Kevin, should we ban him from chat so they can take kind of money from him?
No. That's the opposite. Again.
Well, I just not opposite. It's all or nothing, right?
Hey, I don't think that that's the case.
Right, that's true. Zach, we love you, man.
It's not opposite day. Let's see. The Jill Pilsa. Nope. Ron Stantino says, "Happy Wednesday, Dream Team. Will the next GOG address Nick's Diet Coke addiction? Also, the Dream Team shirts for Greg and Tim should arrive in the PO box today."
I've been wearing one.
If there is a Dream, he made the Dream Team of you and me.
Yeah,
I was gonna say if someone made a Dream Team shirt where it's not you and me, it's Tim and Greg on that. Those are gonna mysteriously get lost in the PO box.
Burn that.
Just letting you guys know right now. Yeah. If you make that shirt, it's a waste of energy because it mysteriously got lost in the P.O. box.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's someone of you and I. I still have the medium one that I don't know if you want. I was wearing it in the apartment and Alyssa, my roommate, was like, oh my God, I want one. And I was like, I have an extra one.
You should give it to her because I don't think the medium is going to fit me.
Okay, cool.
I think I need a large. But I'll just steal whatever one's in the P.O. box if it works. If not, I won't steal it. Tyro Platter says, hello guys, this is kind of late, but a funny one, gave us a clip. Thank you for that that clip and the dollars. And final tip for right now comes from Let's Play PSX, says, Extra Life is 1 month away. I'm starting early on October 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I need your help to stay awake. These big, beautiful kids need you to come make me play bad or scary games for them big, beautiful kids. That's Let's Play PSX, who I assume is on our team. If you're not with us, you're working against us.
Yeah.
And there's two things I like more than big beautiful kids: winning and making a lot of money for the big beautiful kids.
Looking at him.
What? I don't look at him. I don't see age.
No, but I don't see age.
Last.
But like you should.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Because last Extra Life, you said you ever seen a kid? They're great.
What's this? Is it for me?
What?
Let's go.
What?
I did not sleep well last night. I don't know why. I was just super antsy all last night. It just didn't work out.
Yeah,
what's this? Is this one of the clips, Kev?
So yeah, we were sent 2 clips.
Let's bring it up.
This looks great already.
Let's bring it up.
I'm excited for this one.
2 seconds.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Is this a teacher?
I kind of wish we had the comments on it so I can know when it was on.
Ready? It's on now.
All right.
Go for it.
What'd you say? I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Damn. I respect that.
He looks like, everybody Google George Gervin, the Iceman. He used to play for the Spurs. He looks exactly like that. Go ahead and Google it.
I think that was a great video.
By the way, I keep getting this video referred to. Did anyone see Matt Damon's Kavanaugh?
Yeah, it was great.
Was it hilarious?
Yeah. There's a lot of the...
I just know that he kept talking about beer.
Yeah.
He was like, I just really like beer.
It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Video.
Okay, what's this?
Wait, have you seen the actual clip of Kavanaugh talking about beer?
No, I read the transcripts.
It's fucking weird.
It is.
It's a weird response. He could have just been like, yes, I drank.
I read some of the excerpts. I didn't watch the whole interview, but I heard he was just super aggro the entire time.
He was very aggro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
He's overly angry. But the best meme that I saw was like the one of him yelling and the caption was, milk is too damn spicy. I just love it.
This is a weird world we live in. Because I just read another thing. I didn't put it on here, but I read another thing about Stormy Daniels going back on Jimmy Kimmel. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, maybe.
I think it was Kimmel.
Was it Kimmel?
Mm-hmm.
And talking about just basically all the details. Instead of being, like, elusive about it, she's basically like, yeah, he's got a toadstool dick and all that stuff. And I'm like, what is this world we live in?
Right?
This is our reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where a porn star just goes on a late night and just talks about the president's small little toad dick.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird... weird, weird reality.
I hope we get updates from him, like, by the way, my dick's, like, we get a presidential update, like, by the way, guys.
I would be surprised if we get a dick pic from the president.
Yeah.
Like, how much longer until he gives us a dick pic? Just tweet that shit out.
It's a matter of time.
Here it is, baby. Here's the Tower of Power.
The Trump bump.
Here's the Eye of Sauron.
Now to get you guys back to this, so one of the other tips is a clip of Spider-Man, if they had redone the audio. Do we want to watch it? Because it's a long clip. All right.
No,
I've seen this before, though. It's very good.
It's good.
We'll watch it later.
Somebody did Foley over the scene and just made it very awkward because there's no music. It's just like footsteps and like clapping and like clothes rustling.
Amazing.
And like city sounds. Yeah, it's
so what it would be if you were actually in that scene watching someone do this.
Very good.
Yeah, he's a psychopath. All right, we're going to move on to a few more news stories, a couple things I want to talk to you guys about. But before we do that, I'm going to take a couple seconds to talk to you guys about our sponsors today. The first of which is StockX. Ever wonder how we get those hottest new sneakers? The ones that barely hit shelves? The answer is StockX, a revolutionary new marketplace for buying and selling 100% authentic sneakers, streetwear, watches, and handbags. Millions are already using StockX to find everything after it sells out. From the latest Yeezys to every retro Jordan to the hottest new streetwear from brands like Supreme, Bap, Palace, and Kith. It even allows users to sell pre-owned conditioned luxury handbags and watches from brands like Louis Vuitton. Excellent condition, rather. Luxury handbags and watches from Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, Rolex, Omega, Tudor, and more. Tim was talking to me yesterday, the last couple days, about this. He uses this site religiously. Are you familiar with this?
No, but I saw a few tweets about it because of this sponsor, and I don't really know much about it. But it's
I didn't know much about it either until we got this sponsorship, and then Tim was like, "Oh, this is awesome! It's perfect. I actually use this a lot." Evidently, so StockX evidently uses the same principles as the stock market to make buying and selling as safe as possible. This is real time market data for intelligent buying and selling. Gives you access to tons of historical price data, so you can see kind of if you're buying too high or buying too low. Also, they make sure that everything is 100% authentic, so you're never getting burned by fake stuff.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. It's a fun little resource. Go to StockX.com/morning if you want to check it out. That's StockX.com/morning. StockX.com. No, stop.
Oh.
StockX, now you know.
Is
their log line. That's their tagline.
That's cool.
Baller bills.
That's pretty cool.
You see that? You need that.
Oh, I thought you were gonna call somebody out.
I was gonna call out one of our other brands, but I kind of like when they like us.
Mm-hmm.
Our next sponsor, of course, is Amazon Prime Video. Thanks to Amazon Video Channels for supporting our podcast. Prime Video Channels is an Amazon Prime benefit. In addition to fast shipping with Amazon Prime, you can also get great entertainment delivered to you instantly through Prime Video Channels. Create a TV lineup you love from 100% premium and specialty channels like Showtime, Stars, HBO, CBS All Access, Noggin, PBS Kids, PBS Masters, Acorn TV, and BritBox. All channels start with a free trial. You can start a 7-day free trial of any of the channels you haven't tried yet. Only pay for the channels you want. Start your free trial of over 100 channels by visiting primechannels.com/kindoffunny. Right now, what's up?
I'm sorry.
Right now, obviously, I have HBO. I love HBO. You can get HBO through Amazon Prime very, very easily. I watch all my Amazon Prime video through my PS4, the app on there. Super easy, clean. It's fantastic. If you guys aren't watching Ballers on HBO, get your life together. Ballers is what a lot of people say, the perfect...
Are they saying that?
A lot of people say Ballers goes so perfectly well with Game of Thrones. So when we don't have Game of Thrones, the next best thing is The Rock. Is Ballers.
It's a nice palate cleanser.
It is a lovely palate cleanser.
Yeah, the same way with like Silicon Valley after Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That was nice. Because you'd be so shell-shocked by what happened in GOT that you'd move on to Silicon Valley and it's
fun.
Like...
fun. Huh? But then I said something fun.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
Silicon Valley also got super stressful.
It kind of did, yeah. But there's still like, you know...
There's tons of great content on
jokes.
HBO either way. If you guys want to check that out, if you have PS4, you have the app, all you gotta do is search for Ballers or anything that's on HBO, and it'll the 7-day free trial will come up there. Super, super easy. Love it. Again, if you want to check that out, start the free trial over of over 100 channels by visiting tryprimechannels.com/kindoffunny. As you guys know, of course, if you're joining us live today for the first time, we give away a game each and every day here. Today's winner, we have today's winner?
Oh, no. I will pull today's winner.
Let's pull today's winner. While you're doing that, let's go back to the news. How about that? And Joe, please remind me not to forget, because every time I don't do this, we do it out of order, I forget everything. Going back to a couple more news stories, skip the Tom Hardy thing. Venom is getting destroyed by reviewers.
Absolutely
right now.
Destroyed. Yeah.
Absolutely destroyed. There was a Tom Hardy story. Did you see this? We talked about it yesterday, but yes. I read it today. Where he was like, someone asked him what his favorite scenes are, and he's like, they're not in the movie.
Yeah.
To which all the producers went, Tom.
Yeah, and then he was on the red carpet yesterday and backpedaled completely. He was like, no, we're proud of this. Like, you know.
He's not proud of it.
Yeah, no.
That movie is, by all, we're going to, of course, every time I render an opinion, you haven't seen the movie yet. All right, we're going to see the movie on Thursday. We're going to review it. Our review will be out on Friday.
Interesting
and then
question.
We'll redo that to plug it into Spidey and review. This is going to be a standalone review. But I'm not optimistic for this movie.
Interesting question brought up on the, I believe the Facebook group that was like, will this beat out Spider-Man 3 as the worst?
That's my question. I posed that yesterday.
It's tough.
Because right now,
no,
as you know.
I, there's no way. Like, a modern movie can't beat that. Like, so much of that is fucked up. On fundamental
but so much of the criticism is that it feels like a 2003 movie.
Yeah, I saw tweets that were like, this feels like a pre-MCU movie, like Halle Berry's Catwoman, Green, like...
It looks like that.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, it's unforgivable.
Yeah.
It is fucking unforgivable that Sony made a co-produced Spider-Man Homecoming and then made something that was just so slidden backward. We're just sliding back into the early 2000s with superheroes. Are you kidding me?
And
how the fuck do you fuck this up?
Yeah, people are saying it's entertaining because it's bad. I'm not the type that is willing to forgive a movie that is entertaining because it's bad. Like, right. Oh, it's so bad, it's good. Just have fun and watch it. I can't, like...
Yeah, I want to watch good movies.
Yeah, I can't just be like, oh, yeah, we should have Spider-Man 1 or 2 higher because they're fun, silly movies.
No,
like,
no.
It's like, no, they didn't make it with that intention. They wanted it to be great movie.
Yeah,
you know?
Spider-Man 1 and 2 were, and maybe even 3, but 1 and 2 were definitely supposed to be campy. Like, that was the intention, but it's not good.
Yeah, my thing is this. Like, I think we're at a point as a mature audience who enjoys superhero movies where we can expect a higher caliber of superhero movies. I don't like the argument.
We're past the point.
I love bad movies. I watch bad movies all the time. I find it very entertaining. But I think that we've seen what the superhero genre can be. We've got a lot of really good standout examples of like how good this genre can be. That I don't like buying into the concept of like, oh, just let it slide because it's kind of a bad movie.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it does a disservice to every one of us who actually holds these things in higher regard.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't love that people, like we give Warner Brothers a lot of shit because their movies just aren't of the same caliber as Marvel. And people are like, you guys are giving these too much shit. It's Batman and Superman. I'm like, What do those mean to you? Because to me, Batman and Superman mean a lot to me. And I want to see them be better movies than anything else that's out there. Yeah. I think if you made a Batman movie, I think Batman has the potential to be the best movie. Like, a Batman movie has the potential to be a better movie than a Captain America movie.
Yeah.
By far. The character is way more fascinating, in my opinion, and you can do way more with it. But we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah,
it's been a very long time.
I think one reoccurring comment I see about our Spider-Man review is like, oh, they only like one type of movie, like MCU.
Yeah,
like, oh,
time.
So good? Like, good movie?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you were watching Batman v Superman or Justice League and you don't see the flaws in that movie, then we just have a fundamental difference on what makes a good movie. And that's fine.
At that point, you can't argue.
Yeah, I mean, there's just as a fundamental, you're looking for a different experience than we are. Mm-hmm. And I totally get that. And that's all on you. And everything in film is obviously subjective. Otherwise, I wouldn't like 90% of the movies that I like. Like, I love Daddy's Home. I don't love Daddy's Home.
Department.
I enjoy
Departed.
Daddy's Home.
You love
Departed. And I totally understand that why people think that Departed's a good movie, but it's not. I get it.
Jesus Christ.
But I just don't. I don't. Like, I feel like when Venom comes out, we shouldn't give it an easy pass.
No.
We shouldn't be like, oh, it's just a comic.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't disturb. Like, if we want these movies to be real, we have to fucking expect good movies out of them and demand good movies out of
especially
them.
Especially in this
year. And vote with
our wallet. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the cast that they have, like Tom Hardy and Riz Ahmed, like, you know, we're supposed to have better. It should be better,
it should
you
be
know?
Better. Well, again, this is all, we're going to get roasted, of course, there. You guys haven't even seen the movie yet. We're seeing it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We will let you know. We'll see what happens there.
Joe,
what's your prediction for Venom?
I've been talking about this all week that I wish I was more excited for Venom, and yeah. This is the first time that we've ever all gone to go see a movie before that I thought maybe I'll sit this one out.
I gotta see it. I gotta see what we do with this. I've seen the previews and I'm like, this looks bad. Like the last preview I saw where he was in the drugstore and like the guy comes in to rob the drugstore and he turns into Venom in front of the person and then the guy runs away and then he comes back to Tom Hardy like, I have a symbiote in me. I'm like, that's terrible. This is terrible. Why would you put that in a preview? Don't do that.
It's really, really bad, dude. I told Kevin earlier, I'm only excited for popcorn.
I'm excited because I may or may not slide some mini Twix into your pocket.
I'm going to have a giant cherry Coke and I'm going to have a big ass tub of popcorn. And it's going to be only for me, but Nick's going to definitely eat a decent amount of it.
What I like to do is I like everyone else to get the snack so I can still feel healthy and then just pick up.
Yeah, you didn't buy them.
It doesn't count if you don't buy them.
Exactly.
It doesn't count if you didn't get them.
Those aren't your calories.
Other people's stuff.
Yeah, they're my calories.
Mm-hmm. They are your calories. Joey, do we have a giveaway winner? Who is the lucky winner today?
Pistol Sniper 265 from Twitch. You won Pizza Titan Ultra on PS4.
Pistol Sniper.
I think this like robot pizza delivery game thing. Fantastic. It looks very fun.
Fantastic.
Fascinating. Turning this back. I don't know if Kevin's over there or not. Oh, you are there. Great. Can you bring up this picture of Rambo? I know you guys are familiar with Sylvester Stallone's making Rambo 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's doing Creed 2 and Rambo 5. He's basically just reliving his youth.
Of course.
I'm happy about this. I love them all. Let's take a first look at him from Rambo 5. Kevin, scroll down. There he is.
Look at that fucking
look at
guy.
That motherfucker.
Jesus.
Somebody called this quickly, I think in this article, and we're watching this on Huffington Post, but you can just Google this if you're listening to it. It was on, actually, if you want, follow Official Stallone on Instagram, because he's phenomenal.
Looks like a damn wax statue.
Someone said this looks like a Ralph Lauren ad.
It does, yeah. It definitely does.
Ah, man.
So, I've never seen Rambo, but is he a cowboy in any of the other movies?
Sure is not, Joe.
Okay. Great question, Joe.
The funny thing about Stallone is that his movies tend to follow a specific pattern, okay? The first movie in the two most iconic series that Stallone has done is Rocky, of course, and Demolition Man. No, I'm kidding. It's Rocky and Rambo. Those are the two big ones that he's done. Obviously, I think we went up to Rambo 4, and this is the fifth in the series. I think the last one was called John Rambo. And I think he's the one that was called Rocky Balboa. It doesn't matter.
JR.
Both of those movies started as actually really good, serious, character-driven movies. Mm-hmm. The first Rambo, which is called First Blood, is about I think it's based on a book. It's about the displacement of Vietnam vets as they came back to America. Mm-hmm. And how they went away and fought and came back, and then people hated them, and they didn't understand what was going on. And it was about, he played John Rambo, who was this vet that goes into the small town, and the small town doesn't want anything to do with him. And he's having a hard time dealing with the reality of the world around us, and then of course is then hunted down by the police because he just can't find his place, and it spirals out of control. And at the end of which, you're never going to watch it, so I'll spoil it for you. He ends up turning himself in to the police because he's fucking losing it, and his old CO has to come out and be like, "You got to stop! Like, you think you're fighting, but the war is over." And it's about that. How do you shut it off? How do you reassimilate back into society? Very, very good. The second one is a complete, total, they threw that out the window. It's an action movie. He's fucking gunning people, the Viet Cong down, back in the action, all that stuff. Same with Rocky, where Rocky started as more of a serious movie about a guy who just kind of wanted to prove to himself that he wasn't a bum and had more to offer himself in life. Second one starts to get a little murky. Third one, we're fighting Mr. T. And then the fourth one is we're fighting the Cold War.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. So First Blood is actually a really good movie.
But why did they call it for? I was listening to the Levitard show and they were talking about Rambo for some reason. They said the First Blood is not called Rambo. It's just called First Blood.
Yeah. His name is John Rambo in it.
And then the
second one is called Rambo 2, I think.
They said, why isn't it called Second Blood? Which I think is a great point.
Great movie.
It's a great point.
I think nobody cares about who draws Second Blood.
Okay,
I think you only care about who draws First
Blood. Sure.
That's the whole concept behind it. What's that?
If you're not first, you're last.
If you're not first, you're last, as we learn in the seminal film, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky
Bobby. Great movie.
Man, I was thinking about that. I made myself laugh today. You'll be surprised by this, Joey. Driving in, I made myself laugh because I thought of the line where he's walking away with Sacha Baron Cohen, and he's like, was that was that Elvis Costello and Mos Def? And he's like, yes, it was Mos Def. all right. I guess we started a little late, so we'll go a skosh later today. I did want to bring up real quickly, there was a follow-up on CNN.com to the Kanye West madness that's been happening. Did you see this?
No.
So Kanye West obviously tweeted, Kevin, if you scroll down here, Kanye West made a very, very controversial tweet where he's wearing a mega hat, Make America Great hat again. He's been an outspoken supporter of Trump. And then tweeted, this represents good and America becoming whole again. We will no longer outsource to other countries. We will build factories here in America and create jobs. We will provide jobs for all who are free from prisons as we abolish the 13th Amendment. Message sent with love. So a lot of people had a problem with this because they were like,
yeah,
you want to abolish the 13th Amendment, which is the amendment that abolishes slavery, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, he's gone off the rocker. My first impression was, okay, he's clearly trying to sell albums. So a black man in America saying, let's abolish slavery is the most controversial thing you possibly say. It's outrageous. People are paying attention to him. Evidently, I had him pegged all wrong. I had not read the 13th Amendment in its entirety. What he's saying is not to abolish slavery. The 13th Amendment actually states that abolishes slavery unless that person has committed a crime, in which case they can work for basically the government in prison. He wants to amend that to abolish that portion of it, mm-hmm. saying that you should not be forced into slavery even if you're a prisoner, which is something that I'm like, that makes more sense. I get that. But you probably should run that through a PR person before you put that out in front of people.
Especially with as huge of a following as you have.
Yeah. So the message that he said here was, he went on TMZ evidently to talk about it and said, let's see. Well, let me find this.
I'm surprised they let him back
He
on.
Said the 13th Amendment is slavery in disguise, meaning it never ended. We are the solution that heals. Abolish was the wrong word. I misspoke by saying abolish. Amend is the right language, is what he wanted to say. You know, in 1863, the 13th Amendment stated that no man is destined to slavery or involuntary servitude unless convicted of a crime. West read from his phone. This translates to, in order to make a freed man a slave, all you have to do is convict them of a crime. That's a much more poignant and I think better jumping off point for discussion than what his tweet originally said.
Yep.
So I think that's an important distinction to make.
Tweet's still up, though.
But it was sent with love.
Sure.
So there you go.
Sure.
I think it's such a fascinating.
Yeah, I you know, he's the ultimate troll right now, I think.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
I also think it's interesting because I don't have anything to back this up, but I'm like, but you're backing Trump, who is big, who kind of is representative of big corporations, and corporations own prisons.
And it's also weird. Just representative of a lot of other negative things.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Joe, you're looking at me like you glazed over or you have an opinion. Which one is it?
I'm just over Kanye
in
general. I muted him on Twitter the other day. I was like, I don't need to see any more of this on my timeline.
So you muted him? You didn't want to unfollow him?
Why not just unfollow him?
I wasn't following him in the first place, but everybody's quote tweeting him.
Yeah. Oh, so you can just mute someone without following them?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm doing that all the time. I'm doing that with Greg.
Yeah.
I wish I could mute Greg on Instagram.
But
sometimes.
You are following Greg.
You can mute his stories. Don't pop up in your thing.
No, because every once in a while he mentions me and I'm egotistical and I need to know
what
someone's
it.
Talking about
you
me.
You love it, yeah.
I basically need to know that. Did you want to talk about sports at all?
Yeah, really quick. Let's get into also the sports. We're not going to play the intro. We don't have time. It's a really short intro. I don't know why we don't have time.
It's
but,
a 19
so
minute
let
intro.
So let me start off by saying this story. There's a player named Earl Thomas. This happened on Sunday. He plays for the Seahawks, Nick.
Okay.
He's been wanting to get paid forever. He was threatening to hold out and not play at all. And he keeps telling Seattle, pay me, pay me, pay me. I want a new contract. They were like, no, 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 no. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to go back and play for the better of the organization. I feel like I need to be there, even though I kind of don't want to play so that you all can pay me this money. So he plays on Sunday, gets hurt, and he flips off his own sideline. So he's being wheeled off with an air cast around his leg because I guess I think he had a clean break of one of the bones in his leg. It didn't destroy any tendons, luckily for him.
So he'll come back.
So it should be like a pretty quick heal for him. But yeah, apparently he's flipping off his sidelines, just saying like, "Fuck you guys!" Like, this is why I wanted to get paid. This is big news on Monday, but you know it's Wednesday or whatever. But I still think it's really interesting. There's a lot of players.
Is he in the right or the wrong for this?
There's a lot of players in the NFL that are doing. There's a player named Le'Veon Bell who plays for the Steelers. He's doing the same thing where he's not playing at all. He has not shown up to any games, and he's missing out on his game checks. I mean, it's hard from the team's perspective. It's like, you're getting old, and we don't want to pay you a lot of money because something like this can happen to an older player.
Yeah.
But then from the player side, it's like, reward me for what I've done here, for what I've sacrificed, you know?
So they don't have any, they don't have an active contract at all?
Yeah, he has,
the last year.
He has a contract, but he wants a big guaranteed money payout or whatever. And it's weird. Like, you want the players, so you get why the owners aren't paying them. You get why they wouldn't
totally.
Do that.
It's good business. Yeah. I'm paying older player. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's not going to be around forever.
And by older, he's like 30, right? But still.
Yeah, but in football in the NFL, that's hard. That's a lot of hard knocks you've taken on your
body. A lot of hits
that
he's taken, or a lot of hits that he's given out, which is, you know, pretty much equal to taking hits in the NFL with how hard and how fast they are. So it's interesting. Also, the baseball playoffs are starting. Really exciting. Tomorrow I get to see my Braves play in the first playoff game since 2013.
Yeah.
They play the Dodgers. I'm really excited to have a reason to care about playoff baseball.
You see, that was Hunter Pence's last game as a Giant.
I did. Very sad. Very sad.
And everyone got invited to it but me.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Don't know.
Nick, I even got invited.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's weird. I don't blame Hunter or Lex. I blame all my other friends for being like, you know, we're going to have a fun day without
Fake
Nick.
Fake friends.
Tim Gettys, who is the person who likes being in the sun least, spent an entire baseball game sitting in the beating down sun just to go out and support.
He looked miserable.
I saw, you could have just let me be in that. I would have just gone with Gia.
I saw Sean Finnegan's story where he's like, "Hey, there's Tim and Gia."
Sean went too.
Wait, Finnegan went.
Yeah, he posted a bunch of pictures.
He doesn't even think baseball's a sport.
What?
Do people just not like
really
me, Joe? You and me right now.
Dog, let's play some Fortnite tonight. Baseball is a sport. Don't worry about it.
Baseball's for sure a sport. He's an idiot.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Do people just not like me? Is that what it is?
Nick, you don't like going to things.
That's what it is, but I think it is that you don't normally go to things.
But I want the invite. I don't want to go.
But then if you deny the invite enough times and people just stop, you have to do the courtesy attend every few invitations.
I should get an invite to everything. I should get an invite to everything, and my butler could be like, you got invited, and it's like, just send my regards.
K-Top makes a great point. It says, Tim is verified, though.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Kevin, what is this clip? What are we looking at here?
It's part of the tips.
Oh, I saw this.
Let's go back to the tips real quick. Let's see. Panzer G2 says, first, welcome back, Big Kev Dog. Get a shake on me. Give us, a very nice tip,
$14.
Thank you. Maybe try the shakes at Chick-fil-A. Also, Nick, Halloween costume from the Burbs. You can be the Burbs. You can be Tom Hanks from the Burbs. By the way, I think you spelled Chick-fil-A wrong. I think it's with a K. That was one of the Mandela effect things from yesterday that I didn't go over. Look up how you spell Chick-fil-A. I'm not saying you're wrong or right, Pat Manager G2, but I think
it's spelled out C-H-I-C-K.
Yeah, like so there is a K.
Yeah.
Phil-A. Mm-hmm. F-I-L.
It's not Chick-fil-A.
I could go for some nuggets. They always give me
but
the
I always
shits,
thought it was Chick-fil-A, hence the Mandela effect. If you asked me before looking at that document yesterday, how do you spell it? I would have spelled
that's
it wrong.
That's like how my grandma, Diaz, would say it. Hey, Chick-fil-A.
Is that a large group of people that think it's spelled without a K?
So.
Or is that just a nick?
It's a Mandela effect that he's
creating. He made every list in the Mandela effect yesterday. So I don't even go to Chick-fil-A. I don't think of Chick-fil-A at all. So I clearly can't be wrong in this. Batman9 says, can you please shout out my brother Brian? Give him a nasty butthole. Tell him to use his Twitch Prime on Kind of Funny instead of IGN. Jesus Christ. Kevin, please give me the one.
Give him an IGN. What?
Brian, IGN doesn't even stream. They don't even Twitch stream. Do they Twitch stream?
Like once in a while.
They don't even. Come on, bro. We're here every day.
It'll be
we're
like,
here every day for you, Brian. What the shit?
It'll be Bear Courtney like, oh, I'm playing, whatever, fucking, whatever.
You're losing to Andy.
Who gives a shit? Hey, want to watch me lose to Andy?
My name's Bear Courtney. Hold on. Somebody did button my top button. Alyssa, please button my top button because my hands can't reach. Okay, there it is.
Wait, why are you saying he's got short hands?
Why does, I don't know.
Or short arms.
It's better than the crazy shit Greg says about him.
It's true.
Am I right?
It's very true.
Skizzup gave us a $5 tip and said,
hey,
fun
Jamie.
Clip. If it isn't fun, don't read my name with it. Oh, wait.
Fuck.
Well, it's too late now. Is this the clip we got, Kat?
This is indeed the clip. And so the headline.
Terrifying.
I want you to, read the headline.
The headline before we bring this up is Raccoon Scales New Jersey Building Before Falling Off the Wall. No.
So I watched this clip, and I think it's worth showing. So
now, before we go into this, do you guys remember not so long ago, there was the raccoon that was on the side of the building.
Minnesota or something.
In Minnesota, and they had to get it off. Mm-hmm. And I was riveted by that. I cared more about that than any kid stuck in a well.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to know right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully this turns out good. Let's watch
this. Here we go, ready?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. That thing's high up. That is not, why would it do that?
Oh my word.
Also, people, please stop filming in this fucking aspect ratio.
I can't help
the real news.
It's so stupid.
You want to see this on the nightly news tonight.
Are you kidding me? Oh my god.
How is it not dead?
The terminal velocity, man.
I'll tell you one thing right now, man. First off, raccoons apparently have built-in squirrel suits. So they
can
float.
That was really cool.
And he knew that the sand was soft. Everyone, nobody.
Is sand soft if you're falling from that high? Isn't
sand
it kind of like
is
a water
super
thing?
Soft. Everybody
no,
knows
no,
that.
No, it's the opposite. Sand
a human would have died from that.
For sure.
But raccoons and cats and small animals, they have a small terminal velocity, slower terminal velocity.
He had some, I mean, to be fair, he jumped off and it slowed down as he spread out because he had
smart.
The drag.
He knew what was going on.
Fuck, this is why raccoons are terrifying, Kevin.
They're awesome.
Oh, 100%.
They know more than 100%. We do about their bodies.
Look at that.
Did you know your body could do that? What's amazing is it doesn't skip a beat.
No,
it hits the ground, pops up immediately, and just saunters off.
Like he's embarrassed.
Like you
like,
know, like when you're out, like when you're playing tag football and you get hurt, but you don't want your friends to get hurt.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You just pop back. You're like, I'm
you
good,
get,
dog.
Like limping.
I'm
good. Like,
and you're like,
no,
don't
no,
rub
no,
it,
no.
don't rub it, don't rub
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Like
and your friends
watery
like,
eyes.
He's yeah. gonna rub that shit. Last tip today is a very nice tip from Eddie the King. Mr. T says, Eddie T King, like Mr. T says, just stopping by for my birthday tax. Always.
Hey.
Anyways, my niece was born 2 days ago before my birthday. What are the chances?
Happy birthday to you and your
happy
niece.
Happy birthday to your niece. That's awesome. And happy birthday to you too, Eddie T. King. All right. That's it, man. Let's go into the chat. We'll talk to the chat for a few minutes, and then we'll end this bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay. The people filming were lucky. He didn't spread his terminal rabies, says J-Rock Drick. Interesting. Yeah.
Never trust a raccoon, dude. They all got rabies.
Get Bucket says, Nick, Over the Top is on Prime Video. Good movie. Good movie.
Over the Top?
It's a
volleyball movie?
The seminal film. No, kind of. It'd be a lot better if it was volleyball.
No,
it's about arm wrestling.
It's so good. Arm wrestling
so
and the
stupid.
Trucker lifestyle.
It's so stupid.
It's fantastic. You're crazy.
Let's see. Robin GL says, Nick, when will the KF team return to the Schmodown? They've invited us back a couple times. We just can't make the timing work.
Yeah.
It's hard because both me and Greg have to get down there, and that's taken two of the superstars out of the rotation. So that's a problem. It's like you can't really afford for LeBron and the other important person on LeBron's team to be gone at the same time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't even know who it would be in this case.
We're going to go to sub-only mode right now.
Sub-only mode.
So,
I've been
sub.
Watching a lot of Nathan For You on Hulu.
Yeah.
It's just such a good show, man.
Great,
it's just
man.
Such a great show, dude. It's real. You would hate it.
Yeah.
Because it's very awkward.
I don't like that awkward.
Awkward.
I don't like that awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you kidding
the
me? Lilo and Stitch live action remake in the works at Disney. This is where we've come.
Man, Alyssa's going to go back to Hawaii.
Ohana means family.
Lilo.
I don't know.
I don't know about this. Marco Hutchinson says, Andy, would you want Jimmy Butler on the Spurs?
I would. I would love to have him.
Okay.
Would love to have him. Good two-way player.
Ex-Rebel Spirit in of the subs says, Nick, are you going to watch A Star Is Born? I am. I'm excited about that movie. I like Lady Gaga, and I like that Bradley Cooper. And if they're going to make out in front of me, who am I to
say
no? I
like that Bradley Cooper. What a sweet man.
He should do more. He should do more. Joey, are you seeing A Star Is Born?
No.
Okay.
Froggy asks, did anyone watch Good Place Season 2 that just got out? Yeah, I'm not done with it, though.
Mm.
Almost done with it.
I haven't started Season 3 yet.
It's very good. Season 3 is not anywhere, though, right?
It started last week or this week.
But it's not available anywhere, is it?
You should be able to get it on Hulu.
Mm. Hulu does the thing where it's like, they only show, like, the last few. It's weird with how they show
their
episodes.
They only do, like, the last four episodes of the current season.
Yeah, it sucks. It's bullshit.
Jay Year, who we, if you guys remember from about 20 minutes ago, we talked mad shit to on Twitter, says, Nick, I saw you talking shit on Twitter. Johnny Ace is trash and a lunatic.
Whoa.
Johnny Ace is an innovator, okay? Johnny Ace is what they like to call, he's elevating the game, okay? He is the LeBron James of whatever the fuck it is we do here. Is that an accurate? LeBron James is a good guy, right?
He's very good. Cool, yeah.
Okay,
he's
cool.
Good all around the board, yeah.
All right, that's it. It is 12:07. Gary Whitta and Jared are up next for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Andy, you rock. Joe, you rock. Kevin, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you.
Safe and sound. And with a nice little tan, I might add. Looking pretty good over there. No?
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I
didn't know he said your name. I didn't even hear Kevin.
I thought I did.
You know, you said it.
I
just one of those, like, I guess.
Were you waiting for me to talk shit? Was that what it was?
No,
you were like,
no. I was, like, prepping the end screen. So
copy
I was
that.
Like, oh, thanks.
Remember, if you are watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to this on SoundCloud or iTunes or all that stuff, if you're on SoundCloud, make sure you follow us. Make sure you follow Kinda Funny because we have a lot of great podcasts that you might want to fill the rest of your day with. They're mostly better than this for the most part. If you're watching this on YouTube, let's keep the conversation going. Let me know right now. I want you guys to spitball. What do you think Venom's going to be? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Is it going to which category is it going to fit into? Bad, 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 good, or good, good? Because I think it's going to be bad, bad. You see what I'm saying?
People are saying it's bad, good.
You think it's so? You think it's bad, but a fun, enjoyable movie?
Because it's so terrible.
Because it's so
because
terrible.
Because it's like a, it's almost like a comedy at this
that
point.
Just sounds
let
bad,
us know
bad.
What your early yeah. Venom predictions are. Let us know if you're jacked for Sabrina the Teenage Witch or the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I think Joey just almost jumped down my throat. She was like, "Scarpino, fucking get it right, get it right." Let's keep the conversation going. I love you all. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT with Andy. I think.
See you tomorrow, baby.
See you tomorrow, Kevin. Please cut the feed.